All right. Good morning. My name is Art Ayer. I'm the state employment economist with the Oregon Employment Department. And today we have the employment numbers and unemployment rate for July of 2007. The unemployment rate rose from 5.1% in June to 5.5% in July. That is a statistically significant increase, but it's only a one-month change, and we won't know for another few months whether or not that represents a real change or just a transient bump in one direction. The employment picture was a little bit more positive. We had a gain of 2,100 jobs after seasonal adjustment. That is consistent with the growth that we've seen since the beginning of the year and is consistent with the slow growth that has been forecasted for Oregon. The recent weakness that we saw in employment is centered in manufacturing, construction, financial activities, and professional and business services, whereas leisure and hospitality and private educational and health services are showing continued strength. I'll turn first to some specifics in the unemployment arena. Again, I mentioned that the June unemployment rate was 5.1%, and the July unemployment rate was higher at 5.5%. Again, I mentioned that's a statistically significant change, but it is only a one-month uptick, and we'll have to wait for some more months' data to determine whether or not they corroborate that change or whether they revert back to the lower level. Now, the 5.5% level that we're seeing in July is very consistent with what we saw throughout most of 2006. We started 2006 at 5.5%, remained at 5.4% throughout most of 2006, so that's essentially where we are at this point in time. The unemployment rate for the U.S. was lower at 4.6% in July, and that was almost unchanged from June's 4.5%. No statistically significant change there at the national level. Back to Oregon again, for looking at the number of people unemployed, there were about 103,000 unemployed in Oregon in July, and that's almost identical to 1 year earlier. Turning to the employment picture, as I mentioned, we had a little bit stronger than normal change in employment in July. Now, July, we do normally see a drop in jobs as schools close for the summer. And this July, we had a downturn of 22,500 jobs, but the seasonally expected decline was actually larger than that at 24,600. So since we had a smaller decline than normal, we ultimately had a seasonally adjusted job gain, in this case of 2,100 jobs. The over-the-year gain in employment from July 2006 to July 2007 was 15,000 jobs, and that was a 0.9% gain. That is the smallest gain, the weakest over-the-year gain that we've seen since March of 2004. That's more than 3 years ago. So a little bit weaker than we've seen in recent time in terms of the over-the-year gain in employment. That over-the-year gain in employment of 0.9% in Oregon was also smaller than what the nation experienced over the last year. And this is the second month in a row that Oregon has had a weaker than national over the year percent change. So we did spend a few years stronger than the nation when we were gaining jobs at a pace of about 3%, and now we are showing job gains weaker than the nation. Our recent weakness was centered in a few industries, such as manufacturing. Manufacturing did add jobs in July and actually did slightly better than expected in July, but over the longer term has been weaker than normal. In fact, over the last year, manufacturing lost 7,100 jobs, or 3.3%. So that is obviously a sign of weakness in manufacturing. The portions of manufacturing that have been weak over the past year include wood products, which was down 3,100 jobs, transportation equipment manufacturing down 2,600 jobs, computer and electronic product manufacturing down 1,600 jobs. So those are the three main pieces of manufacturing that have lost jobs over the last year. There is an exception to weakness in manufacturing, so not all of manufacturing has been weak. Both fabricated and primary metals are showing above year-ago job counts as of July, with fabricated metals 1,400 jobs above year-ago and primary metals 600 jobs above year-ago. But again, most of the rest of manufacturing showing some weakness over the past year. Construction has also weakened a bit over the past half year or 2 years. The construction job count in July was actually up, and that was due partly to drywall and carpenter workers returning from a strike. But and construction does remain at a high level compared to where it has been in the past. So it is up at a high level, but it has plateaued and is only about 1,400 jobs above where it was a year ago. And there are a couple pieces of construction that are actually below where they were a year ago, including heavy and civil engineering construction, which was down 1,700 jobs from where it was 1 year earlier. Financial activities is also an industry that has seen some weakness recently. That industry stopped rising in 2006, and by July of 2007, it was 1,400 jobs below where it was 1 year earlier, and that over-the-year change is a loss of 1.3% in its employment. And finally, professional business services showed some marked weakness in July, some substantial weakness in July. It was down 2,300 jobs. Let me correct that. Professional business services was down 2,200 jobs in July due to a 2,300 job loss in employment services more than anything else. And employment services is the industry that includes temporary help agencies as its largest single component. The professional and business services sector does remain above where it was a year ago, but that over-the-year gain has declined from an over-the-year gain of 5,700 jobs last April, that's a 3% over-the-year improvement or gain, to only a 1,300 job gain in July, and that's less than a 1% gain over the last year. So the rate of growth over the last year in professional and business services has slowed down. The one-month loss in employment services could be reversed rather quickly. That's a rather volatile industry. It goes up and down in rather large chunks. So we'll have to wait for another couple of months to see if that loss in employment services continues. There are a couple of portions of the economy that are not so weak. For example, leisure and hospitality came in very close to what it was expected to do in July. And that industry is up by 3.7% over its year-ago level. So, and that's one of the fastest of all sectors despite high gasoline prices. So a pretty strong showing in leisure and hospitality over the last year. Private educational and health services, although it had a rather weak July with a slightly larger than normal downturn in July, nevertheless has a longer-term trend showing reasonably strong growth. And finally, government, which has had a little bit of growth over the last year, had its normal, actually a slightly different from normal loss of jobs in July. It had a smaller than normal loss of jobs in July as schools closed for summer. So that gave it a seasonally adjusted gain in July, although the longer term trend is for very slow growth in government. So some portions of the economy not showing very much weakness, others showing some weakness, and overall the employment growth is the slowest that we've seen in about 3 years, with the unemployment rate ticking back up to the mid 5% range. And that concludes my prepared remarks. Be happy to take questions.
Art, would you say that this tick back of the unemployment rate is probably more an indication of where the economy really is? Because we had some lower rates. We were really getting down pretty low.
We did.
So is this just getting us back to where we are, or are you indeed sensing a fundamental weakness in Oregon's economy beginning to show up?
Well, the uptick is, first of all, it's a one-month uptick. We don't know if it's going to hold in the revised numbers. We don't know if it's going to be corroborated by the August and September numbers. At this point, it's just a one-month blip up. But it is consistent with slower growth. Now, we did see unemployment rates in the mid 5% range all through most of 2006, and that occurred at a time when we were having 3% growth. Now the growth has slowed down. It would be reasonable to expect the unemployment rate to remain above the low 5% range, to tick back up into the middle 5%, or maybe even go up to 6%. But it wouldn't be quite so reasonable to expect the unemployment rate to remain very low with slower growth. You would expect, as growth slows down, the unemployment rate to creep back up a little bit. And so we have seen this 1 month uptick. We'll see if it holds, if it continues to go up, but it is consistent with a slower growth pattern. So
we also saw unemployment claims tick up a little bit higher than expected. I know that's even later than this survey. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing any national trends that are actually pointing you toward suggesting more weakness in Oregon's economy even further into the summer, or is it too early to tell?
I can't think of any national trend that I've looked at that really points to further weakness in Oregon. Obviously we do have some weakness in construction nationwide. We've got strength in mining, primarily energy-related mining. We've got a real mixed bag elsewhere in the economy, but nothing that I can think of really points to where Oregon's going to go in the near future.
Okay, so when you say mixed bag, as you're looking out over the different sectors,
mm-hmm.
are you sensing patterns? Is it a broad-based weakness? Or is it just a particular one or two pulling the rest of it down into more of a weaker stance?
I think it's really here and there. It's spotty. For example, manufacturing tends to be weak. Okay, that's a big spot. That's a big dark spot. So manufacturing tends to be weak, but construction tends to be weak. But you see strength in wholesale trade. Some portions of retail trade being a bit weak, particularly those related to housing. So your furniture and home furnishings, your building material and garden supply stores, a little bit of weakness there. Spotty weakness elsewhere, food manufacturing coming in a little bit weak, water transportation coming in quite strong. Some of these very difficult to know what's causing them. You see strength in accounting and bookkeeping services. And I'm looking at nationwide numbers now. And you're not sure whether that's some change in federal law that's requiring, Sarbanes-Oxley, for example, requiring more accounting activities to be done. So a variety of little things here and there. Home health services strong at the national level, while employment services is weak right now at the national level over the last year. A variety of things, but none of it really points to anything specific for Oregon that I can think of.
Track with me mm-hmm. what you're seeing historically this year in Oregon's employment economy with what we saw in the forecast from the Office of Economic Analysis mm-hmm. team. What are we tracking so far? I think, weren't they pointing us towards weaker growth this year?
They were pointing us toward weaker growth, but weaker growth. And we are seeing that, not necessarily every month. But the broader pattern certainly does hold up. When we look at individual industries, I think the Office of Economic Analysis forecast shows a little bit more weakness in construction than we have seen so far. But we are seeing some weakness in construction, as I mentioned, and we're seeing the weakness in construction, in my opinion, more in the early stage construction portions of the construction industry. So, for example, building foundation, residential building, and even the heavy and civil engineering construction, which may be involved in building the streets, for example, in new residential developments. But when you get into the late stage construction activities, such as building finishing and building equipment, those still seem to be fairly strong. So there is some indication that the early stage construction portions of the construction industry may be weakening, or maybe the weakest part, and that could filter eventually through to the later stage construction portions of the sector.
So what do you see right now for Oregon's economy, red, yellow, or green?
Well, I think it's a little bit of yellow, actually, at this point. There is slowing, and there is certainly the concern that the slowing may be greater than projected. I think the risks, when you read the national analysis and you look at where we are in the business cycle, I think the risks tend to be a little bit to the downside at this point. All right. Thank you very much.